You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. It is Friday, July 10th. TGIF. And today we're going to try something a little different. We're going to try a little bit of an extended weekend edition. So today we have obviously our daily financial news summary, which we'll kick off the episode with here in just a second. But then in the sort of remaining section, we have two very interesting topics as we head into the weekend that are a little bit timeless. So they're also somewhat timely. So we're going to actually do two separate financial trends and insights stories for this episode as people kind of have a little bit more time to kick around in the weekend. The first one is going to end up being the U.S. real estate and industrial warehouse demand, especially as it relates to the e-com industry. And then it's been a while since we did something on cryptocurrency. So we are going to discuss an interesting story about how Dogecoin, or as some people like to call it, Doggy Coin, it's Dogecoin, how it exploded to two-year highs after a TikTok challenge pumped the markets. So should be an interesting day. I am Scott Ponywaz. I'm the host of Call Put Strike, as well as the publisher of callputstrike.com, along with our team of fantastic writers. We bring the news as well as financial insights every day that the markets are open. So thanks for listening in. And I also am going to thank you in advance for taking the time to share today's episode with at least one other person. If each of you can share it with one other person, you have no idea how much that will help to get the word out and to continue to support the growth of callputstrike.com as well as the Call Put Strike podcast. So without further ado, let's take a little jingle and dive right into the daily financial news summary. Today's financial news summary: Gilead coronavirus treatment leads the market optimism to close the week higher. Daily financial news summary for Friday, July 10th, 2020. The S&P 500 climbed 1.05% to 3,185.04. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 369.21 points, or about 1.44%, to close this week at 26,075.30. And the NASDAQ closed in the green as it was up 0.66% to 10,617.44. Optimistic news about remdesivir. I can always have trouble with that one. Remdesivir, a potential coronavirus treatment from Gilead Sciences, contributed to the rally in markets despite a slow start in the morning. Gilead Sciences said of remdesivir that it was, quote, "It was associated with an improvement in clinical recovery and a 62% reduction in the risk of mortality compared with standard of care," end quote. Hopefully optimistic and positive news in the fight against coronavirus. Moving on, Amazon also saw a 0.5% bump to put it at another record high price after Citi increased its target price to $3,550. Again, that's the target price of $3,550, not the actual closing price of today's markets. Meanwhile, Netflix continued its record-breaking closes this week as it was up 8%. Travel stocks also finally saw a glimmer of hope today following the optimistic news from Gilead Sciences. As a result, cruise stocks saw gains with Carnival share prices go up actually over 10% today, while airline stocks also saw increases. United Airlines was up 8.2%, American Airlines was up 6.8%, and Delta trailed with an increase of 5.6%. Hopefully, we'll all be able to safely travel on airplanes here pretty soon. So the United States is seeing coronavirus deaths start to tick back up after a temporary relief the past several weeks. So while daily averages had managed to stay under 600 daily deaths from June 23rd to July 8th, unfortunately, July 9th recorded its first day over 600 deaths in weeks. While deaths were above 2,000 daily death rate averages earlier in the pandemic, concerns are growing as cities like Houston, Texas report full hospitals now. So with nearly 60,000 new cases reported on Thursday, epidemiologists reminded people that the deaths tend to lag new cases because it can take several weeks for a patient to eventually become sick to the point of death after contracting the virus. Not to close on a low note, but that wraps up the financial news summary for today, Friday, July 10th. We're going to take a quick word from our sponsor and then return to the second half, talking about industrial warehouse demand and Dogecoin and TikTok. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Thank you for that word from our sponsor. And as we head into the second half of this episode, or maybe the second two-thirds, I suppose, for this special weekend edition trial run. So feel free to share your feedback, news@callputstrike.com. Again, that's news@callputstrike.com. Or you can also actually leave us a voice message in the summary of today's podcast episode. You'll see a link at the very end on most publishers, depending if you're on iTunes or Spotify or Anchor or others out there. But you can actually leave us a voice message and share your feedback about what you think. And we might even feature you on a future episode. So hopefully we'll hear from you. And with that, we'll dive into the second half of today's episode. The first topic, we are going to look at the way that the U.S. real estate market is blossoming amid strong industrial warehouse demand as e-commerce continues to grow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.